Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back of all my grizzy, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday. Saturn's Day, September the 29th of 2018. And the time is 11 a.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got another powerful show scheduled for you, short show today, but I'm getting ready to head out to Big D. I've got a seminar tonight at 7 p.m., so if you're in the Dallas, Texas area, definitely swing by the Art Mission in Oak Cliff, suburb there in Dallas, Texas. And join me again. You can attend the event at no charge, but to participate in the event, there's a charge of $100 to participate in the event. Or you can just watch the event live on my Facebook channel, facebook.com/masterteacher33. Kicks off at about 7 p.m. tonight. Today we were talking about the work. What is the work? The Bible talks about in John 9 to do the work while it is day. So today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, and what we are doing, because we are doing the work. What is the work? The work is establishing the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the mindset of heaven on earth. We need to establish or use the language on earth. We also want to establish the lifestyle of heaven on earth. So that is the work. The work that we are talking about, that I'm talking about, is the highest possible good. Each one of us are vibrating, or we have the potential to vibrate in the highest possible good at any moment, at any time we want. All we have to do is make a decision. All we have to do is make a choice. If you choose, if you make the choice to operate in the highest possible good possible, then what's going to happen is by you choosing to operate in that dimension, you are going to vibrate on that level. So it all comes down to you making that decision or making that choice to operate in your highest possible good. Because once you do that, my brothers and sisters, then you open up the windows of heaven. And the Father is able to pour out a blessing on you that you're not able to, that's more than you're able to receive. And so now it's all about maintaining that mental disposition, my brothers and sisters, that allows us to establish the work. But now the question really is, what is the work? When we talk about the work, what do we mean when we talk about the work? Well, when we talk about kingdom living, we're talking about doing the work while it is day. So that's the scripture that's found in John chapter 9, verse 3. Now, in John chapter 9, verse 3, Jesus is answering a question when they're asking him, why is this man born blind? So people come up to you and they ask you, why are you going through what you're going through? You ever notice that a lot of people say that you're going through bad stuff because you stopped tithing, you stopped going to church, you stopped doing this, you stopped doing that? Well, brothers and sisters, I hate to be the bearer of good news. That is not true. If you look at the scripture in John chapter 9, verse 3, Jesus answered and says, neither was this man nor his parents sinned. So people say, just like Job, when Job was perfect and the enemy came and asked God, hey, let me test him for you. Let me just test his mettle and see if he really is this water walker that you claim him to be. And the Father said, sure, go right ahead. Now, I'm not talking about what some people call karma, cause and effect, because the universe, there is no cause and effect. It's just you just get back what you send out. So the universe is just a mirror of you. Let me say that again. The universe is just a mirror of you. Give and it shall be given. Whatever you give, that's what you get. That's it. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, before we continue with John 9, 4, because I need you to really, really wrap your brain around this so you can stop feeling bad while doing good. Most people I know, they make the mistake that I made is they are feeling bad while their intentions are good. Because they don't understand that the test comes before the money. That's why it's called test money, testimony. So your test establishes your money or your money. That if you fail the test, you don't get the money. Test money, testimony, testimony. So we're supposed to be doing something, but the reason that we're doing this is because it is allowing for something to happen. What's going to happen? 1 Corinthians 3:13, let's start with verse 12. 1 Corinthians 3:13, verse 12 says, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, his workmanship will be evident. His workmanship will be evident. His workmanship will be evident because the day will bring it to light. The day will bring it to light. The day will bring it to light. Day brings light. It will be revealed with fire. It will be revealed with fire. It will be revealed with fire. And the fire will prove the quality of each man's work. The fire, the jinns are the fire beings. The jinns are here to prove your mettle or your worth. Black man, the white man is here to prove your mettle or your worth. That disposition is here to empower you, to help you. The reason that white privilege exists is to show black people that we have black privilege. Now, I know that's contrary to to popular belief, but you will stay in the dark until you learn how to see in the dark. You will stay, again, underneath the dominant culture's foot until you learn how to operate like the dominant culture, meaning maintaining a mental disposition, meaning that it is done unto you as believed, meaning that when you walk through the door, you expect quality service. Why? Because you give quality service. When you show up, you show out. Why? Because you expect. I'm doing a show right now. Why? Nobody will outwork me. I could be. I'm getting ready to jump in the car as soon as we finish. Now, I didn't have to do a show this morning. I'm not getting paid to do this show. Why am I doing a show and I'm on my way to Dallas, Texas? And I got a show in Dallas, Texas. I got to drive 5 hours there, talk for an hour or so, drive 5 hours back tomorrow morning, get up, go to church. Why am I doing this? After finish church, I'm going to do a show. After that, doing a Kingdom Millionaires training, doing counseling, doing books, working on Dear Kinnear reports. Why? Why am I working so hard? Nobody on earth can outwork me, period. No one on earth can outwork me in my space, period. See, the only reason that you're not beaming and bonding and shining and glowing and oscillating is you are being outworked. Now, many people unknowingly think, like I used to think, that the white man, the black man, the blue man, the green man, adversity was bad. Like I said before, I love problems because problems mean I got more profit coming. More problems, more profit. More problems, more products. Let me give you the biblical proof of this. Because remember, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:12, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, and precious stones, that has to do with your disposition and the way that you think. Those stones also represent your chakra system, each of those 7 stones. Then it breaks down wood, hay, or straw. His workmanship. Workmanship is your craftsmanship. Craftsmanship is your purpose. Your purpose is how you operate inside of your space. His workmanship, not his personality, not his moral behavior, his workmanship. You're going to be judged on your workmanship. His workmanship will be evident because the day will bring it to light. The day, what I'm doing right now, while it's day, while I'm alive, while I am bringing, it brings light. I'm a light being. I'm here to establish light. I'm going to Dallas, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn my light on. That's what I'm doing right now. So I turn my, everywhere I go into dark spaces, and I light them up. That's my job. That's your job. Because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire. So the fire, the jinns, are not your enemy. So black man, the white man is not your enemy. The white man is here to reveal you, black man, your true worth and your true value. If you notice all throughout history, that's what's been happening. If you really look at what's going on in history, this thing that we call racism, if you really look at it, what does it do? Look at it. What does racism do? Jesus in John chapter 9, verse 3, answers the question of why there is, again, this harmonious arrangement. Why did God allow Lucifer, Samael, Beelzebub, Belphegor, Asmodeus? Not only did he allow him, according to the Apocryphon of John, he helped him. Why would God help Lucifer, the fallen angel, to establish a prison planet for his children? Why? Why? John chapter 9, verse 3. Because they asked in Jesus in John 9, if you read the entire verse, they're asking Jesus, why is this man born blind? Verse 2, if you read John, man, let me, we might as well go ahead and read the whole thing. John chapter 9, verse 1. Now as Jesus was passing by, he saw a man blind from birth. Notice what the man did. Okay, black man, what did you do that our ancestors ended up in slavery? I don't think we did anything. So adversity, so what did you do to be in your situation that you're in? Probably not. You didn't do anything. Now, I was born into poverty. I was born into religious ignorance and tradition. I was born into, you know, foolishness. I was born into not seeing good relationships. I was born into it. I didn't order it myself. It was here when I got here. Jesus was passing by. He saw a man blind from birth. Brothers and sisters, we live in a world where, according to the electromagnetic spectrum and every scientist on the planet and off the planet, you can't see nothing. You can see less than 1%. You're blind. Now, I know you think you are God's gift to the planet. I think I'm God's gift to the planet, too. I'm with you. However, something called historical facts say otherwise. So I'm going to go with the historical facts. Blind leading the blind. He saw a man blind from birth. Verse 2. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? that this man or his parents, that he is born blind. Now, people are asking you, dude, what did you do wrong that you got fired? People are going to ask you, man, what did you do wrong that your wife left you? What did you do wrong that your husband left you? What if you do wrong that you got bad kids? What if you do wrong that you got good kids? What did you do wrong that your car broke down? What if you do wrong that your car? People, every time something goes wrong in your life, people are going to ask you, what you do wrong? Your reply should be, I ain't do nothing. Why? Why does racism exist? Why? Let me make sure you understand. This is way bigger than you, brothers and sisters. See, this is a learning environment. You're here to learn. You're here to grow. John chapter 9, verse 3 is one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. Please write it down, please, because you're going to need it probably later on today when the devil shows up and knocks on your door, and you're going to be like, God, why me, Father? Why me? Now, see, this is what I asked God on January the 1st of 2009 when I was sitting in my, you know, one-bedroom apartment with no furniture, plastic spoons and forks with a warrant out and a loaded gun in my hand. And I said, God, why me? Why me? I lost everything. I went from having over $1 million worth, at least on paper, valuation with real estate, married, 5 kids, to being broke, homeless, basically, and alone. Why me, God? Why? Why? What did I do to deserve all this? I've been there, brothers and sisters. I didn't read about it in the book. I asked God the same thing. Why me? Rabbi, who sinned that this man or his parents, that he was born blind? John chapter 9, verse 3. Please write this down. Please remember it. Please memorize it. John chapter 9, verse 3. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned. There is no sin. Sin has been removed as far as the east is from the west. Sin is the Greek word hamantano, hamantero. Please don't believe me. Please look it up. Sin is living without your lot, without your share, without your destiny. That's why I went my way to Dallas, Texas, to teach destiny. Stop living without it. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God would be displayed in the body of a man. Come on, man. Woo! Let me sip some of my water. Let me calm down a little bit. I'm getting too excited. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. Now, if your blood is not boiling and circulating in your body right now, check your pulse. Make sure you're still with us. Because, see, I just gave you your ticket out. I just gave you your ticket to freedom. I just gave you those tickets where you will never have a bad day ever again in life. Because every time you start feeling sorry for yourself and you start asking yourself, why do I have this problem? Read John 9:3. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned. Okay, why am I having bad days? Why is there disharmonious? Why is Bill Cosby in prison and all of the other guys in the dominant culture who did the exact same thing that Bill Cosby did, why is he not in prison? Why are they not in prison? Why does bad things happen to good people? If you don't understand this, you're going to walk around and you're going to be depressed. And you're going to remember, what you send out, you get back. If you feel depression, you send it out, guess what you get back? More depression. You can never, ever, ever, ever entertain a negative thought. Never. You can never, ever entertain depression. Never. You can never, ever entertain oppression. You can never, ever entertain recession. You can never, never, ever entertain possession. Never allow them suckers to walk in and take over your house, your brain, your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination and intellect. I know you feel like giving up. I know it's hard. I've been there too. But don't throw in the towel, brothers and sisters. Why? This happened so that the works of God would be displayed in him. Everything that's going on in your life is happening so that God can manifest himself in your life. Everything that is happening to you right now, I don't care what it is, whatever you're going through, is so that God can elevate you. Now, let me make sure you understand, Buster, because, see, nobody told me this. I wish to God somebody had told me this. So I want to make damn sure you hear what I'm saying. Whatever you are going through is so that God can elevate you. Please write that down. I don't know what you're going through, but whatever it is, you should be celebrating because God is about to elevate you. How do I know? I'm elevated. Now, guess what's going to happen? The devil will take a couple of days off. He's going to come right back next week. He's going to come back with another problem. And guess what? More problems, more money. Bring it on. Problems are products. Whatever you are going through, I don't care what it is. Think what you're going through. What are you going through right now? Bring it into your mind. What is it that you're going through? Not your children, not your wife, not your man. You. Whatever you. Every man got to work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. I know you want to save the world just like I do, but unfortunately, that's not your job. So what are you? Whatever you are going through. Why are you going through it? It's because God wants to elevate you. You go through so God can elevate you. That's what this is all about. That's why you're on this planet, to learn how to operate through adversity and to become a conscious creator. You're here so that way you can create and you can realize that everything is an illusion. The only thing that matters is what's in your brain. That's the reason why you're here. That is the work. What is the work? Again, the work, why you are here on earth, while it is day, why you can do this, because one day you're not going to be able to do this. But why you are able to do this, you should be working. Okay, Brother Will, what is the work? The work is to display God's design so that way you can shine. That's the work. See, everything that's happening to you is happening so that the works of God. See, right now you're trying to do your works. See, I did that too. So I had to set aside my will and pick up his and I said, okay, Father, just like my elder brother Yahushua did, I need to set aside, my dreams now to pick up my purpose. That's why your design is so important. That's why I'll be breaking it down tonight, 7 p.m. Make sure you tune in. Again, I'm gonna go ahead and do it live so that way everybody can see. Even though, well, another study for another time. You only get what you pay for. But you can at least let it hit your eardrums. Probably a bounce off, but at least you'll have it hidden down inside of your DNA, and you'll be able to access it at a later date. Brothers and sisters, we are all energy workers. We're all spiritual workers. We are all light beings. We're all light workers. The Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is that I'm not going to do the non-structured life management center. The people that's in it, they'll just continue to go through it. The Kingdom Millionaires Training Center now, it's a very structured. So I will tell you exactly, because I did the non-structured thing, and people just keep going round and round and round in circles. Groundhog's Day. So now, the Kingdom Millionaires Trainer Center, yeah, it's going to do, you're going to do exactly what I did. Regardless of whether you are life path one or life path number nine, doesn't matter. Whether you're 11, 22, 33, 44, 66, 7, whatever, doesn't matter. Why? Because the work is the same. What is the work? Number one, mindset. Number two, language. And number three, lifestyle. So I'm going to tell you exactly what the mindset you should have. It's not going to be what you think, what you want. I'm going to tell you exactly what God, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal to God. Right now, the mindset you got is not equal with God's. Therefore, God doesn't respond. Because God only recognized God. That's number two, the language. Right now, you got the wrong language. Right now, you're saying, I wish, I want, I hope, I'm going to try, one day, God willing. That's all Luciferian talk. In the Kingdom, everything is omnibenevolent. Everything is the eternal now. In the Kingdom, everything is already done. Past tense, done. In the Kingdom, you're already wealthy. In the Kingdom, you're already healthy. In the Kingdom, you're already wise. In the Kingdom, you're already in a toe-killing relationship. So why don't you go up there where everything's already done? Why are you down here in the carbon level? Why would you hang out in the nitrogen level? Why don't you go up to the oxygen level? Why don't you go up to the 888 level? Why are you doing a 777 or the 666? Those levels are great. However, that's not your highest possible good, so that you can become one with the Father in the hydrogen level. One. One proton, one neutron, one electron. How about we hang out there, brother? Why are we doing 666? We got Negroes walking around talking about carbon as makes them a god. Yes, it does, on this dimension. You can stay down and chill if you want to. Me, I'm vibrating up yonder. That's what I'm teaching in the Kingdom Millionaire Center. So I'm not going to ask anymore. I'm just going to tell you what to do, and then you choose to do it or not. But I'm going to give you the scriptures. The scriptures is going to tell you what to do. Now, God honors his word above his name. In the Kingdom Millionaire Training Center, it's just all scriptures. Now, if you violate those scriptures, you're violating the language of God. When you violate the language of God, you cannot live the lifestyle of a God. You will die like a man, just like it says in the book of Revelation. You are, again, do you not know that you are God? Psalms 82:6, but you shall die like men? Now, I'm not making this up. Is that not in your Bible? So everything I'm telling you is going to be in your Bible. Kingdom living is biblical living. It's spiritual. It's basic instructions before leaving earth, somebody say. Basic instructions before living on earth. We're not leaving. We're living on earth. We're establishing the kingdom of God. We are, again, activating. We don't know what we should be, but we should be like him. We're going to have glorified bodies. We are after the order of an entire new being that is coming into clear vision in 2020. Why 2020? What does 2020 represent? 2020 vision. If you got 2020 vision, what do you got? Everybody that has 2020 vision, what do they have? When you go to the doctor and they tell you you got 2015, you got, you know, 20 something else. But when they say, when somebody says 2020 vision, what does that represent? Well, that is optical, third eye. 2020 vision is a term that is used to express visual clarity, sharpness, crystal clear. When somebody says that you have 20/20 vision, it means that you have perfect eyesight. If thine eye be single, great, perfect is your vision. 2020 is almost here. Well, I'm not gonna wait till 2020. I'm teaching 2020 vision. The Kingdom Millionaire Training Center is 2020 vision. Everybody that's a part of that organization is going to be doing exactly what I'm doing. 2020, again, is a goal to drive the progress toward a shared vision of establishing the kingdom of God on earth. So all I did is I found an organization who understands that is a multi-billion-dollar organization. And I decided that, hey, you guys can vibrate higher. Let me show you how to do that. They said, okay. So you're telling us that we're already doing great. You're saying that we can do greater? Yes, you can. Talk to the CEO. Talk to everybody. They say, yeah, man, this dude know what he's talking about. So that's what I'm going to be doing now. So I'm no longer going to be doing individualized things that I've been doing in the past because I'm too busy. Now I'm working with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. So I'm going to go through and do everybody's Dear Kinnear reports, set up one-on-ones, do all of this stuff with an entire company of people, doing all the new hire training and everything. Why? That's what I ordered for myself. Now, exactly what I've done already, I'm going to teach you how to do the exact same thing. That is the work. The work is to display God in your life for everybody to see. That is the work. I should look at you and say, that goes God right there. It's like watching Michael Jordan in his heyday. I was more of a Dr. J guy. I'm old school. Dominic Wilkins. You know, Hakeem the Dream. Karl Malone. David Robinson. Iceman. When you see a great athlete in his prime, it's like they make what they do look effortless. That's watching God. What I do, I make it look effortless. I know very few people who have a major seminar who are still sitting at home doing a show. I ain't packed, ain't done nothing, no stress. I'm just going to take a shower, shave, jump in my car, drive the 5 hours down there, get out my car, walk into the building, do my seminar. When the seminar's over, get back in my car, drive home. And guess what? Everything is going to go smooth. Why? That's what I ordered. That's my intent. I sent that out. You bring about what you think about. My life is good. My life is great because that's what I ordered. That's what I expect. What did I learn that from? The dominant culture. Y'all call it white privilege. Y'all better understand why it's there so you can understand how to carry yourself, black man. The white man's not your enemy. This harmonious system that is using the understanding of how to walk into a place and expect quality. You don't get it because you don't expect it. So why would you dislike someone who's trying to teach you how to carry yourself? I don't know what I'm saying. Now, are all people in the dominant culture, do they all have that mindset? Absolutely not. But all the ones I draw into my life do. I don't draw the negative ones. Why? Because I don't think negative. Now, it's amazing that other people, they draw negative stuff, and bad things always happen to them. Why? That's what they're ordering. If you stop ordering bad things will stop happening. You bring about what you think about. Is that not scripture? Now, remember, everything I'm saying, 20/20 vision is crystal clear clarity. It's perfect eyesight. The Bible says, if thine eye be single, great is thy light. If thine eye be single, your whole body is full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body is full of darkness. So my question to you today, brother, as we're moving toward, and that's Matthew 6:22, by the way, Matthew 6:22, we're moving, this is 2018. You got 1 year to get your shizness together. Because the Father is pouring out a blessing on his people. More than they can ask or think. God doesn't do nothing without first revealing it to his prophets. So that way you can make a profit. That's scriptural too. I know that's tough for a lot of folks, but that's biblical too. But will, you know, problems, man, they keep popping up in my life. Yes, that is awesome. Why, Brother Will? With fire. And the fire will prove the quality of your work. You going through the fire so the fire can prove the quality of your work. So I'm doing Dear Kinnear reports. I have adversity so the fire can prove the quality of my reports. If they don't stand the fire, the fire burns off everything that is not pure. That's why you put everything in the fire to see if it stands. If you can go through the fire, you come out shining like pure gold. I've been through the fire. I've come out shining like pure gold. What does that mean? When you're inside your purpose, now remember, only purpose can withstand the fire. Let me say it again. Somebody should write that down. But it says, it will be revealed. What will be revealed? His workmanship will be evident. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. His workmanship will be evident. Your workmanship will be evident, my brother. Your workmanship will be evident, my sister. Your workmanship, if you look it up in the Greek, is strong concordance number G, as in golf, 2041. Strong concordance number, G, 2041. Let me say it again. Strong concordance number G, 2041, 2041. It's the word ergon, E-R-G-O-N, ergon, E-R-G-O-N. That's the Greek word for the English word workmanship. What does that mean? It means your actions. It means your deeds. It means your labor. It means your work. It means that which you have wrought with your hands. If you're doing something and there in it, God is going to send adversity to see if what you're doing is what you called to do. That's why bad things happen in your life. Because they're not bad. They're just there to test the worth and the value of what you are doing. So if something comes to test me, I ain't going to stop doing it because that's what I'm good at. I'm going to do the thing that I've been called and gifted by God to do. So your work, your labor, your actions, your deed, all of this is, again, designed so that way you can move into what your inner desire, your intention, or your purpose. So the word E-R-G-O-N means intention or purpose. Brothers and sisters, that is the work. The work is for you to do your intention or your purpose. The reason that problems exist is not because you've sinned. The reason that problems exist is so that way you can do the work. What is the work? John chapter 9, verse 3, Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God would be displayed in him. God wants to display his greatness in you. And the only way he can display his greatness in you is for you to go through. So to know what you've been called to do, look what you've been through. We call those problems. Brothers and sisters, that is the work. That is the works of the kingdom. When you do the work while it was day, while it is day, I guarantee, that's why I'm doing the Kingdom Millionaires Training, sir. That's why I'm only working with about 10 or 15 people. Number one, I don't really have the time to work with that many people. I'm going to be, you know, I got hundreds of people that I got to do reports for and I'm going to be working with as a part of this multi-million dollar Fortune 500 company. And I ordered that for myself. But I know that there are at least 10, 15 people who understand that the best way to get to where you want to go is to connect with someone who's already there. All coaches have coaches. And there is someone listening who knows that they haven't sinned. You're working hard. But what's happening to you is what's happening to me. You get frustrated because it's not manifesting fast enough, and then you go out and self-destruct. I did it 25 times in my first marriage, 4 times in this one. Now, I could continue Groundhog's Day, but I decided, hell no, the devil is a liar. I decided, okay, Father, what's going on? Why is this happening? Who's in? And same scripture I'm giving you, the one that he gave me, John 9:3. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned. So it's not because you ain't going to church, paying tithes, doing this, everything that everybody else is telling you. That's not it. But this happened. This is happening so that the works of God will be displayed in the body of a man. Verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, because the night cometh when no man can work. Verse 5, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Brothers and sisters, I am happy to inform you that you are the light of the world. While you are in this world, you are the only God some people will see. You are the only light some people will see. If you don't go through your problems, if you don't embrace your problems, because your problems are sin, as we just read, according to 1 Corinthians, that Greek word, again, aragon, that we just read in 1 Corinthians 3:13, is designed to bring it to light, and it is done through fire, where we talk about, or where I get that word, jinn. So black man, the white man is here so that way he can test your metal or your worth to send you through the trials to see, to help you purify, to help you become enlightened, to help you fight, to develop your spine so that way you can get some gumption so you can look the devil in the eye. And it is designed to bring uninterrupted privilege, white privilege, help you understand God's privilege. Strong Concordance number 4442, the English word fire. It means the enlightened, where we get the word light, where we get the word white, where we get the true definition of the Lucas spirit. That's why God helped Lucas, loosing far, to do what he's doing, because God wants to purify his people. In order to purify carbon, you got to send it to the fire. The white man is the fire that purifies the black man. Now, you can't tell black folks this. They don't understand. Can't even tell white folks. They don't understand. Strong Concordance number 4442. The enlightenment purifying. This is the fire of God that brings the uninterrupted privilege of being transformed into the true essence of your highest possible good. That's why problems exist. That's why this harmonious arrangement exists. That's why there's such a thing as gin. That's why there's such a thing as white oppression. That's why Bill Cosby in prison and all of, you know, white guys who did the same thing or not. They got white privilege. Black man, you need to earn. You need to learn. As long as you continue to do things the way you're doing it, you're not going to have uninterrupted privilege. Uninterrupted privilege. I didn't say white privilege. I said uninterrupted privilege. Uninterrupted privilege. The white man has to get that too. Now, he's got his fire to go through. Now, remember, this is I just read all the scriptures. We just looked it up in the Greek and the Hebrew. Have you ever heard that preached on Sunday? You ever heard that preached? White or black church? Anybody? Yeah, I didn't think so. You ain't going to hear it preached. Notice what John says again as we close. I got to get on the road, man, and go to Dallas. That's why I got 2020 vision. I'm taking 10 to 15 people. 2020. What does 2020 mean? Crystal clear vision. And 2020, you need to have that. If not, you're going to be blind. Jesus said in John 9:1, now Jesus was passing by. He saw a man blind from birth. That's you. Jesus sent me, and I'm passing by, and I'm telling you, you was born blind, brother. You was born blind from birth. You was born blind from birth. Verse 2, and his disciples asked, same question you asking, they asking. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned that this man or his parents that he is born blind? So they're asking Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents? Why is he born blind? You asking the same thing. Why am I in Groundhog's Day? Why am I living in this oppressive environment? Why I got more bills than money? Why I got this pain? Why I got this disease? Why I got this? Why? You asking the same question. Verse 3, Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents was born blind. And I'm telling you, brothers, I'm not asking. The Kingdom of Millionaires is not going to be this self-paced, do-it-on-your-own study like the life management system. Kingdom of Millionaires system, I'm going to give you the word, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. And if you don't do it, you're going against God. It ain't got nothing to do with me. And God bless you after that. So in the Kingdom of Millionaires, I'm telling you exactly what to do so that you can end up exactly where I'm at, in a place of uninterrupted privilege. That's your highest possible good. That's your God-ordained birthright. There's no such thing as problems. I'm living proof. But why do they exist? Because we're not stepping up to the plate. Why? We blaming somebody. But Jesus has said, it is not the white man's fault, black man. And white man, it's not your fault. There's white people walk around feeling bad because black people went through their own. No, you're just doing what you called to God by God to do. Now, remember, Pharaoh wanted to let the people go. There's white people who want to be nice to black people. God hardens Pharaoh's heart. I know a lot of white people that say, man, I don't know why. I just don't like, I like black people, but I don't know why. I don't like black people. Their heart is heartened by God. I got scriptures to prove it. This war is above race. This is a spiritual thing, brother. This is a spiritual thing. That's why it's called light, lightning, Lucas, white man. Uninterrupted privilege. That's what this is about. It's not about white privilege. It's about God's uninterrupted privilege. God answers that neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God will be displayed in the body of a man. That's why you're in the predicament that you're in, black man. Not because the white man, because of God. So if you want to blame somebody, God got you right where he wants you because he wants to display his power in you. So until you step up and go through the fire, once you go through the fire, guess what happens? Then your test becomes your testimony or your testimony. The money, notice the money is after the word test. Test money. That dog's hunt right there. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to see y'all in a few hours in Dallas, Texas. Remember, I'm going to be broadcasting live on Facebook at 7 p.m. Go to my Facebook page. Check out the events. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. You remember the life management system? Again, I'm only taking 10 or 15 people. When God say cut it off, I'm cutting it off. Email me today at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com if you want to be a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Well, again, that this is a really structured environment where you will be given specific. There's no modules. There's no books. There's a specific individualized instructions that's based upon the word of God for you to implement in your life. Kingdom mindset, kingdom language, kingdom lifestyle. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is the part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on in, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, ate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give him a chance.